Mr.
Sì.
David Ricardo, can you introduce yourself, please?
Thank you. Bueno.
Thank you very much for giving me the floor. On the theme of right to development and themes related to COVID, it's paramount to report, to flag up, including on the 12th of October, today, for those countries that have the power, to, they have the medical, pharmaceutical power, and they impinge on the rights of certain peoples, as particular the Cuban people, the Venezuelan people, who've been affected by systemic blockades, the UCMs, that have affected, that have undermined the rights of those people. Now, if we look at what's mentioned, what was said in the previous panel, there was talk of racism and all those kinds of things. It's relevant to mention that very probably the system, as Martin Luther King described it, of this kind of colonization that's taking place and that allows the big powers to cut off, to violate the rights of campesinos, of Afro-descendants, of indigenous persons, but even any people that think differently, dissenting voices, as is the case with Cuba and Venezuela. It would be very important for the constructive contribution to this whole issue that's imposed on us by the powers that be, that we need to take into account the principles of an international order as the independent expert, Mr. Desaias spoke of, who, and its three principles, speak of many themes linked to emancipation, which enable the legitimate possibility of having, of independent human development and not being, not that right being not dependent on countries of the North, but rather that it be independent. In conclusion, I would just like to say that, reiterate this point, that these elements of the international world order should be supported, and the guide and the sort of pointers that Cuba has given us when it comes to tackling the COVID pandemic and the cooperation it wishes to offer to the world, even